every bone in my body said, don't work with somebody or don't do this, however much they were paying, you know, and I've done it. And it was,
it keeps you awake at night. I mean, this was never my plan either. My plan was 12 years ago was to freelance. You know, I'd been in the corporate world. I wanted this life, a bit more life balance, you know, and then be careful what you wish for.
Hello and welcome to How to Be Successful with me, Vicky Paul. Natasha Hatherall Shaw, or Tash as she likes to be known, is the founder and CEO of award-winning Tish Tash Communications. She moved to the UAE in 2010 and set up her own communications agency, Tish Tash, in 2012. She now employs 62 women, has won a load of awards, and works with global brands including ASICS, The Body Shop, and Victoria's Secret. In her spare time, which you will learn from this podcast isn't much, she is working on her first novel about the media industry world across the Middle East, and she loves Pilates, reading, and most of all, sleep.
It keeps you awake at night. I mean, this was never my plan either. My plan was 12 years ago was to freelance. You know, I'd been in the corporate world. I wanted this life, a bit more life balance, you know, and then be careful what you wish for, because obviously 12 years later, it's sort of, you know, I pretty much work 7 days a week. I love what I do. But yeah, definitely it's not really my plans to go to yoga and get my nails done and live this balanced life have probably not been quite as I thought.
Where's the balance in this? I'm not seeing any balance. For me, I'm really fascinated to understand, first of all, what intuition means to you. And when were you first aware of leaning into your intuition from a business perspective in terms of growing and developing your business?
I think, I mean, I talk a lot about gut instinct. I guess that's how I refer to it. And I think if I look back, you know, at kind of the times in my, you know, in running my business where something went wrong or didn't go well, it was, you know, without fail, it was when every bone in my body was telling me not to do something or to do something, and I did the opposite. And I'd say the first few years of business, I doubted my own leadership skills a lot, and I doubted that, you know, what I was doing as a business owner. And so I didn't trust myself enough. And so I think that's why, you know, I made decisions and I did things where every bit of my body was like saying to me like, no, no, don't do that. But I did it and it was terrible. Or, you know, I didn't do something, or, you know, either way. And I think it was only kind of over, you know, the first few years when I started to look at the patterns and what had happened to me, you realize that, you know, your body and you are the greatest, you know, kind of gift and asset you have. So sometimes having the ability to trust yourself and trust your body, that takes a little bit of time and experience, I think, as well. But slowly, obviously, it dawned on me when I look back, okay, I did that. I didn't want to, you know, everything told me not to, and it did that, you know, and then you sort of try and kind of like work it that way. I mean, I've got, you know, lots of kind of examples of how it was, but no, definitely I think it was for me looking at the patterns and then starting to trust what my body was telling me.
Can you give us an example? Because I'm thinking of the listeners who are either solopreneurs or entrepreneurs or directors in companies that are interested in exploring this. I mean, it's much more talked about, the well-being sense inside of business and being empathetic and compassion is not a new subject, but certainly talking about intuition in terms of making huge, big business decisions is, you know, some people listen to this might think that's a blooming gamble. What in hell's name would I do that for when I've got all the data and all the staff and, you know, past examples? So can you give us a real world example of when you used your intuition and it worked, and when you used data and logic over your intuition or gut instinct, as you call it, and it didn't work? Because I think it's nice to actually kind of hear and visualize what that sounds like in the real world.
Yeah, and I think there's different degrees of it as well. So, I mean, I think at simplest, I mean, whilst obviously I've got a big business now and I don't do a lot of new business, I'm not really meeting, you know, I have, you know, people that do those roles. But I think, you know, when you first meet somebody, be it a potential client or even a potential employee, for example, you know, if I go into a new business meeting and to meet someone that wants to work with us, and, you know, and I, every bone in my body is telling me not to work with them, you know, and I get a sense so quickly either way. And now, you know, in the past, particularly when you're a new business, maybe, you know, you want, you know, you need business, you need money. And so you make decisions just because anyone wants to work with you. And now very, you know, and it has been, you know, I've had some, every bone in my body said, don't work with somebody or don't do this, however much they were paying, you know, and I've done it and it was terrible versus, you know, now, I mean, there's even been, you know, there's been, for example, people that I've employed and literally probably they're not the most qualified. They're not, you know, they haven't got the best CV, but, you know, every bone in my body was like, I want this person on my team. I see something in them, you know, and and every bit of paper, it probably wouldn't have been the best business decision, but these are some of the most phenomenal people I have in my team, you know, yeah, business decisions. And it never ends me even today, you know, me and my business partner, you know, debating moving to a big office, which is our dream office. And so both of us are sitting there now because I've kind of got her into it as well. And I'm going like, okay, what does your gut instinct tell you to do? What does mine do? And then like, we kind of like, you know, it's almost, we have this conversation a lot. And even with my team, you know, I think it's so important. So I'm all the time, when someone, one of my team comes and stands at my desk and says, you know, what should I do about, you know, what do you think about it? And I said, what does your gut instinct tell you? And then I listen to what they've got to say. And I'm like, that's what you should do. So, but for example, I was in a kind of situation where obviously I've talked, a lot of openly about my own kind of, you know, journey with IVF and fertility, you know, which is something that's obviously been many years, you know, and as part of that, I think, you know, sometimes I think, was it like never make a decision on, is it fear or, you know, this kind of like, you know, the sort of kind of pillars of decision-making. And everyone kept telling me, Tash, if you don't, you know, if you step back from work, if you're less stressed or whatever, it'll happen. You know, everyone's always got a lot of good advice. And I have very firm views on kind of, you know, hands-on leadership and things like that. And I felt, I don't know, maybe I listened to too many other people and not myself. And I, you know, kind of got talked into or kind of like that actually I needed to step back from my business and, you know, focus on having a family. And I ended up hiring somebody to kind of do, you know, to run a lot of the day-to-day, to take things with me so I could step back. And I think no bone in my body kind of thought it was the, you know, right thing, but everyone told me I should do it so I could have a family. And it was honestly the biggest disaster ever. I mean, I don't think no one's ever going to run your business like you'll run it. But also, I mean, the person, all of it was pretty, like, I'd say like catastrophic. It was probably like maybe the worst like 6 months my business has had, and every bone in my body had told me not to do it, but I did it because everyone else told me I should do it. So I think it is that, you know, when, why did I not trust myself? Why did I make, you know, that's, but it was probably one of the biggest learnings that I've had, and I think that I've carried then forward. And that was probably, I think, the real pivotal moment where I was actually like, you know, I really do need to listen and trust myself.
How do you think you can do that when you're starting off in business? Because there'll be people listening that are thinking about leaving their employment, much like you did, and setting up themselves. And I experienced it myself when I set up in business, is that you're absolutely right. You'll work with anybody that wants to work with you because of this fear around money and earnings and where it's going to come from. And it's not until you've had a bit of life experience running the business and you know that even though this is the end of the last contract, you know, I work for myself, something else will come. Is there any advice that you can give somebody who is starting out to learn to trust themselves and take that step back from, no, the money will come, or the project will come, or the client will come? Or do you feel that we need to have that few years at the beginning to understand what it means to trust and what it means to tap into your gut instinct?
I think the whole like learning to really tune into yourself and trust yourself, it does come with time and experience. And I don't think necessarily it has to be in your own business, but I do think it comes with a bit of life experience. And I mean, maybe these days I feel like we're talking about a lot more different approaches to kind of leadership and business. So maybe it's something that younger kind of, you know, sort of entrepreneurs and people in like, you know, leadership will kind of, you know, tune into faster. But, you know, I think if I'd have been like, you know, 20 odd years ago talking about this, people might have like, you know, probably looked at me a little bit kind of stranger than they do today. So I think I think it is a bit of kind of both. I do think that if you're when you do, you desperately need business and you desperately need things, it's kind of, it is really easy to jump on things. But from my experience, when you actually end up in a situation where it's really like terrible, for example, if you end up working with someone who is so toxic and disruptive and awful to your business, your team, that changes the energy of everything anyway. And so that affects then your ability to do the job for wider, even from that client, but everybody, you know, it can impact everything. So I think you have to look at the bigger picture as well. And if you let kind of say, like, I don't know, say some kind of poison almost, you know, into kind of, you know, that actually stops, it can potentially like affect all of the positive energy and everything, you know, all the brilliant things that you could. But I think that's that, you know, that kind of like either sort of as that scarcity versus kind of, you know, abundance, different mindsets as well. I think there's a whole other kind of conversation on that. But I genuinely, you know, I think if you do listen to it, then obviously the universe or whatever you believe in has got a way of like, you know, just keeping the energy flowing good and you will be okay. You sound like a right hippie there, and I actually am. So I kind of have to, you know, but this is the thing, even now today, where I also do surround myself a lot of people who we are, you know, a lot of us, we're into like a bit of, you know, we're like a bit of manifestation and we're like, you know, but it's, I still sometimes, you know, depending on who I'm talking to, I find myself kind of like apologizing a bit for being like, oh, I'm a bit woo, I'm a bit, you know, and it's kind of, because it's, there's still that kind of, if you say to someone like, what did you make that decision on? You know, it's just like, well, you know what? My gut told me to. And it's like, sometimes people will look at you like you are a bit strange, or, you know, so you've got to kind of, you know, I mean, generally I own it, I believe in it wholeheartedly, but also like, yeah, sometimes people do judge you.
And it still carries that, as you say, a bit hippie, a bit woo, a bit flaky. And it's really not like that at all. And I am fascinated to understand how different people use it, because our intuition is so personal to us and it comes to us in so many different ways. You know, we have five senses. Six is our, I always stumble over this, our sixth sense is our intuitive sense. And as I talked about in the sort of beginning podcast for this season three, you know, intuition is energy. We are all energy. Everything is energy. We all vibrate at different levels. You know, that this camera that we're on, the microphone, our jumpers, etc., it's all energy. And it's about connecting into that energy. And I love that you said, when you walk into a room, you tap into whether you instinctually know whether this person is somebody you want to employ or this person is somebody you want to work with. And for me, when I look at your career path, you know, you were working in the UK for some amazing agencies, and you had this sort of inner call to work abroad. Then you got this opportunity through an ex university colleague to move to Dubai. And then you worked for, was it Abu Dhabi, an Abu Dhabi company. And then a couple of years later, I thought, right, I'm going to take some time out, set up. And then, you know, 12 years later, you've got this huge PR business, 62 and all women on board. And I read that that's the first business. Was it last year that went all women? And put all these different policies in place, which is another podcast that we need to talk about, which is just fabulous. So you've got policies in place for paid menstrual, paid maternity, paid menopause, which is wonderful. Take note, business leaders, take note.
I feel like it's about the energy, right? You know, the fact that everywhere takes you to where you need to be. And, you know, yes, I wanted to, I think, you know, because it is like the, you know, the whole, everything relates together. And yes, I came and worked, you know, I wanted to go abroad, and then, you know, then that led me to there and that led me to there. And I do truly stand here today. Now, I have taken a really, really radical approach to running my business. I mean, if I was in other countries, I couldn't have a fully female workforce because I wouldn't be diverse enough. But here, you know, that obviously, you know, I've chosen to do that because for me, I mean, obviously, you know, the where, you know, the UAE is amazing, and the opportunities. I always say this all the time. I would never have had the opportunities and the path I've had if it was not for here. And I love my adopted home. But I've kind of ended up, obviously, like, there's lots of things, like, there's not much flexible working for working, you know, for mums here. And so there's kind of certain things in the work environment that here in particular that were not designed very well for women. And I think I have chosen to take a really extreme view because I could, and I was, and the nature of my business and the brands we represent was very female focused. So I wanted to show that if we curate, you know, create a workplace designed for women, how they can flourish, you know, and really, really have a true shot at equality. Because I, you know, I'm a big feminist, and I know, but I really passionately, you know, want to stand for women and believe that if we provide them with what they need, then they can, we can all stand, you know, with a true shot of kind of equality, equity. You know, and I feel like this is very much the path that I was meant to be on, and I am where I, you know, because needed to be. Because no, I mean, if I look back 20 years ago, this is so not the path I thought, but I have been led somewhere where I have the ability to make, you know, to actually do something meaningful and actually make real difference to, you know, sort of, you know, the people, you know, well, hopefully, you know, I mean, now, obviously, you know, I haven't been able to have children of my own, and that's obviously something, you know, that's kind of been a big thing in my life. But, you know, I talk about legacy a lot, and actually, and this year I'm going to start writing on my own book about kind of women in work as well, because I've got a lot of kind of thoughts on it. But yeah, this is my path. This is where I'm meant to be. And obviously, yeah, I think I rambled on a lot there, but I'm very passionate about, like, you know,
No, rambling is good. I love these conversations because some of the best nuggets come out of ramble. And, I, you know, we have a similar path in the respect that we also tried to have a family and struggled and couldn't conceive and weren't even viable for IVF. And like you, it's kind of, it's this, I'm still coming to terms with it. But what I have loved about that is that I have been able to, both myself and my husband, we've been able to pursue paths that we would not have been able to pursue had we had a family, because we uprooted and left Scotland and moved down to England, you know, so my husband could pursue his dream career. That has allowed me to take a sidestep and pursue my career. And I think from a creative point of view, you know, certainly from a woman's body point of view, the ultimate creativity is to create a life. But often people forget that we create every moment of every day of our lives. And the fact that you've created this amazing legacy, this amazing place for 62 souls to really flourish is phenomenal. And I think that's really representative of the fact that, you know, intuition has layers. And we've been talking about gut instinct in the fact that you make a choice based on how you feel rather than how you think. But for anybody listening who has a team of staff, you know, intuition is also, you know, their softer skills, including compassion and empathy and, you know, offering, like you said before, you know, you listen to what your staff are saying. And actually really hear what it is they want out of their job or their career or a particular project. So I'd love to know from a growth point of view, because growing in business is hugely risky, because obviously the more people you employ, the more money you need to bring in, and then where does that money come from? There's just so many different dynamics involved. How much of the risk that you have taken in your business has been calculated in terms of here's the data, here's the business plan, here's what we're hoping, versus stuff it, let's just do it?
Yeah, I mean, this is relates to kind of the conversation today. Obviously, me and Polly were having about obviously this new office. You know, it's like it's all come up. It's our dream. We always wanted a huge warehouse. Very, you know, that's always been the goal for Tish Tash Warehouse. It's, you know, it's not the greatest time at the moment. You know, there's kind of, you know, we obviously have a regional conflict which has had an effect on business. A lot of things are on hold. So yeah, right now, is it the greatest time for me to, you know, have to? It's a really expensive refit and it's a really expensive just time. And yes, long term, it kind of is the right decision. And, you know, and today we were sitting there, like, we've got the contract and we're looking at it and like trying to decide. And then both of us, like, you know what, it's been like, I think maybe twice now we've had to make a decision to like step up to the next level. And I think both times it was, you know, it wasn't an ideal time. Nothing about it was. And both times it's like almost like that breathe in or whatever, you know, every bone feels like, you know, this is what, you know, this is what it feels right. So, but it is, I really have had to like, you know, breathe deep and literally just sign and just be okay, you know, this is going to be okay. And I've had, I mean, I'm a worrier. I lie awake at night, you know, about thinking about everything. I mean, it's a joke with my friends. I am extreme worrier. So it is, I will be signing this lease and I will be like, you know, for the next few months, it will sort of sit over me. But I know that I made that decision. Everything in me was saying, actually, no, you've got this. So even though that's my nature and I'm going to still have those feelings, I know that I have based that decision on something which hasn't let me down before. So like with everything, you know, we've made other, you know, yeah, we've kind of, you know, we've made massive decisions in terms of, COVID was, a huge example. You know, we were in a situation, you know, like, I mean, obviously for many businesses, it was a really difficult time. Because we focus a lot on health and wellness, we actually, you know, after the initial kind of blip, we actually did well. We like doubled year on year in COVID. So, and I obviously had to say that quite quietly, but we also made some calculated decisions on the basis of what we wanted to do. And it felt right. So yeah, was it, you know, doubling in size and like, you know, effectively, you know, during COVID, was that, you know, most people would have looked at me like I was crazy, but it felt right. And so we did it. So, and that's been, yeah, there's decisions of like, you know, there's a lot, you know, yes, there's been times where we, you know, took out a business loan for growth and that also, you know, and yeah, it was, I mean, yes, I am very, you know, I will have always done all of the kind of, you know, the financial planning and all of, you know, all of the things that, you know, the textbooks and all of the things will tell you to do. And then, but then I will also like factor in the majority of the decision will go on what my actual gut says.
How do you, and before we say anything, good luck with the warehouse. It sounds amazing. and I love the fact that particularly in 2024, I'm not massively, I'm into astrology and all that kind of stuff naturally because intuition and this sort of softer skills is my sort of passion. And I was interested to find out that 2024 is all about making a decision and either the choice is you play it safe or you take a risk. So I love the fact that you're taking the risk and that's just, it's paid well for you. So, and I think in business, you have to take a risk and sometimes that risk is meant to fail so that you learn something to enable you to go on to the next level. Just before we wrap up, I'd love to know, given the fact that you've got 62 staff, how do you help support them to make intuitive decisions versus making decisions based on either what's been strategically decided for a particular project or a particular client? Do you encourage that kind of dialogue between yourself and your staff or within the organization?
No, I do. I mean, I talk about the power of intuition and gut instinct all the time and trusting your decisions. So I think it's really important as well, particularly look at like more junior, younger members of the team, you know, who are just starting out. You know, they are, you know, generally, I believe most of my team all really respect me and what I've achieved. And I think if they hear me talking about the importance of this and like, and I give examples all the time to them about, you know, so, and I'm really open about my feelings on this. And that's why I always like, I question them, it, you know, when they're coming to me, it's like, you know, I know I do ask them like, what do you really think? You know, what's your, you know, gut telling you should do? Because I think, you know, the more they practice it earlier on, then I think that becomes, you know, they'll tune into the, you know, the importance and the power of actually trusting yourself, you know, in every area of your life. So, you know, even, you know, it's everything like, you know, when you go and buy a new house, you know, or you rent or buy a new house or everything, it's like, you know, when you walk in the door, you know, I think it's really powerful. I think, and that's, so it applies to every area of their life, not just work. And I think it is just so important to tune into that, you know, and have trust. So, yeah, I think when you see it as someone that is doing well or is, you know, has achieved, and that actually, you know, it works. I think that that's quite powerful because people, you know, they like to see the proof in the pudding, right? In terms of, you know, this is, I made this decision on this, you know, because of this and it worked. So, yeah.
How important do you think intuition is in having a successful business versus the history, the data, the logic, the past experiences, et cetera, the kind of hard skills versus the soft skills? What part does each role play in having a successful business?
I feel like there's the science, the data, the hard facts. And as we know, sometimes, you know, you can have like, you know, it could be like, you know, 99% or something, you know, and it's almost like, you know, the it's got such high odds of succeeding, but for some reason, obviously, you know, it doesn't. I think, so it is really, both, I think, have a really important part to play in running a business. But I, you know, and I generally, everything I do, I have kind of worked out that, you know, I have looked at from kind of a factual data perspective as well. But I do think now, standing today, I think I probably would put more emphasis on my gut instinct and intuition than I would even on the numbers. You know, I think if you'd asked me 20 years ago, it probably would be the reverse. But now I think having seen the true power and even things, for example, that seemed so unlikely and was so, it was such a big risk that everyone around me was telling me, don't do it, don't do it. And I did it and it was amazing. So that's kind of shown me that even when the odds can be really terrible or, you know, it doesn't, you know, but actually if every bone in your body is telling you to do something, then I do believe, you know, so that's why, yeah, I definitely would put more emphasis on what I'm being told to do. And yeah, I mean, I've done even like, you know, some of the things that are coming up for me in the next year are some quite, you know, crazy kind of things. And yeah, but every bone in my body is telling me to do it. So I'm going to do it.
Good for you. I love it. And to wrap up, if anybody listening has been inspired by this, but maybe doesn't know how to start tapping into their intuition or how to start trusting their gut, is there any sort of day-to-day practice that you do or anything that you can offer by way of advice in terms of here is how you start tapping into that inner wisdom to help you make a wider and more informed variety of choices in business to help direct your business towards the success that you want it to be?
Yeah, I think you've got to start small and like, you know, you've got to like kind of almost exercise that kind of is a little technique. So I think, you know, okay, maybe it is, I don't know, like not sure. Like go out tonight, you know, it's like, you know, what is, you know, should I really kind of, you know, so start with small things that maybe don't mean as much. And then kind of, you know, it's actually, you know, maybe every bone in your body is like, no, I really don't want to go out tonight. And there's like 25 people saying, like, no, you've got to come. It's like, actually, you know what? No, I'm going to stay home. I think start with small things and then just keep working up. And then like, you know, you'll see more examples of how actually it plays out and it works, and then actually you'll get the confidence, because I think it is the learning to trust yourself and your like inner like kind of like, I don't know, sort of the power kind of, you know, in you and your body not to put you in anything that, you know, you can't deal with and like, you know, it would be harmful. And then you can start like, you know, actually, well, maybe it is, or maybe I'm going to go and, I don't know, buy a house or something, you know, and actually like, you know, to see like, you know, is it, and then do it on something bigger. And then I think you just got to kind of like practice. And then, you know, it kind of, and then you'll learn your body as well. It's like, even now, like sometimes I have such an extreme reaction, like could be to a person, for example. And I'm just like, you know, I literally cannot get out of a room fast enough. I'm like, I do not want this person near me, which is very extreme. But I think, you know, the more you do it, the more you tune into it. And then the more like second nature it begins. So yeah, just practice, give it a go. And I mean, the thing is, you don't even have to like say it out loud and tell people that it's actually how you're living your life and everything if you're not comfortable to. But I do, and I definitely didn't do a lot, you know, it's only now I think, because I'm so confident in it and its power, that I will talk about it quite honestly. But no, just quietly give it a go.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's so true. And if you've skipped forward to episode 3 to listen to Tash today, then skip back and listen to episode 2, because in it I decide or discuss all the different ways that you can connect with your intuition and how you can practice that and work on it. Because like you said, sometimes you feel it. Other times, you know, I get kind of goosebumps if I feel something's right. Other times I get, it tends to come up here in my chest for me. Sometimes, as you said, it's just this knowing that you can't explain it and you can't articulate it. So there's lots of different ways that your intuition will come to you. I'm going to put you on the spot, and if needs be, we can edit this sort of time delay out in this. But I was listening to and love Steve Bartlett, Diary of a CEO, and he has this thing where he gets each guest to ask the next guest a question. And it just came to mind when I was having this conversation. Actually, that might be quite a good idea, because we're all learning from your experience and your wisdom. So it would be really lovely for you to also get a takeout from this as well from our next guest. So if there's anything that you want to ask our next business guest about intuition, about growth, about developing business, if you can think of something off the top of your head, wonderful. If you can't, we'll happily wait, and I will cut this bit out of the podcast and the video. So feel free to take your time. But I think it would be quite a nice way to link back.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. What would you say to somebody who is totally against and not a believer in intuition to convince them that it actually is really powerful?
Wonderful. That's a great question. What would you say to somebody who is totally against intuition to believe it's a powerful source for growing and developing your business? I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your wisdom. It's been an absolute joy to have you on. I've followed you on social media for a few years since I was introduced to you by Kelly Lundberg, and have loved everything you do. Your honesty, it comes across, and it's not a surprise that you have been such a successful businesswoman so far. And I really wish you all the success with your new move into your warehouse. I'm sure you'll share it all on social media. And I'll leave all the details on how you can connect with Tash in the content below. And if you've got any recommendations for the podcast, we'd love to hear from you, because this season is going to be about hearing it straight from the horse's mouth, from the people that are doing it, who are living and breathing, using intuition to develop and grow a successful business.
I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. And if you'd like to connect with me, then head over to my website, vickipaul.com, or you can find me on Instagram at @VickyJPaul. Why not take advantage of a special subscriber-only 10% discount off my personalised soul portraits? All you need to do is get in touch using the promo code PODCAST21. That's PODCAST21. And don't forget, you can buy my book, How to Be Successful, available anywhere that you buy books, or you can also get it via the link in the show notes. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And please continue to share this podcast with anyone you think might find it useful. I'd also really love if you could write a review, because that helps myself and my guests get discovered by more kindred spirits. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.